We'd like to welcome back to Art in the Air Spotlight. Time again for the three-county area poetry competition from the Center for Creative Solutions, and they have a deadline of March 31st. It's for all ages, so from adults down to young people. Last year, they did put together an entire book of their poems and everything, which will later be heard on Michigan City's WIMS and maybe even on our program later in a pre-recorded. We'd like to welcome the Executive Director for the Center for Creative Solutions, Cindy Hedge, and also the Board Chair for that center, along with co-chairing. This is Bill Hollier, along with Dale Cooper. Welcome to Art on the Air Spotlight.
Thank you, Larry. It's good to join you again, and we appreciate the opportunity to tell folks more about World Creativity and Innovation Week in Northwest Indiana.
Aloha to both of you.
Well, tell us a little bit about that, whichever one you want to pick it up. First of all, maybe briefly touch on the Center for Creative Solutions. I know we've talked about it before on the show, but tell us about that, and then how the poetry competition works.
So the Center for Creative Solutions has been around for a while, and we're located out of primarily Michigan City, but we're actually all over with programming and that we've done and projects that we have done. But so our focus and our goal is to bring attention to encourage a culture of innovation and creativity throughout our region. We know that that has a tremendous impact on the economy, on so many, with every aspect of life for that. So World Creativity Innovation Week was started back in 2001 out of Toronto, Canada. It has spread throughout the world. Here in Northwest Indiana, we have been celebrating it for, I think, around 12, 13 years. So one of the best things that happens during World Creativity Innovation Week is the poetry contest. And Bill, that was your baby. And Esther, I know that that was you were such an instrumental part of that, too. So, Bill, I'm going to throw it back to you and let you talk about that.
All the work that you do promoting creativity in Northwest Indiana, we all really appreciate it. But this is the sixth year of our poetry Zurich showcase. We call it a Zurich poetry showcase. In the beginning, we called it a contest, but Esther and I had trouble with that name because it's difficult to judge poetry when someone's putting their feelings down on paper. It's a very special thing, and we've really appreciated over the years all of the young sharing their thoughts and ideas, their hearts with this, and have really enjoyed reading some of this poetry over the years. And Esther, of course, is our inspiration. And I wonder, Esther, if you would talk about some of the inspired ideas that you came up with this year for the young folks to write about.
Thanks, Bill. Yeah, we did change it up. Every year we change up how we approach it. And this year, after going through 2 years of this pandemic, the overall themes we decided it would be courage, change, and new perspectives to give us a more forthright and positive feeling. But this year for the students, instead of assigning different topics for each grade, we just came up with an inspiration list because it would be, you know, what inspires a kindergartner. You know, they might be inspired by something that we asked the high schoolers to address. So we just kept it open and came up with a list of seven or so concepts that they could think about and then choose. And we also, as always, what we kept the same was we are accepting any format of the poems, from like haiku to epic, in any style, any length that they want to do. So we kept some things the same and some things we shook it up a little bit with how we approached it.
So whoever wants to take this, how many submissions do you get? And I realize the last 2 years may be kind of not indicative of the regular, but tell us how many you might get.
Kind of effective. Was it around 50 that we had last year?
We did, and it's only increased every year. The pandemic did not affect the, it did not make it, it did not, there was not a decline in submissions.
Right. Last year we had, we hosted, Rick Federici hosted our winning poets on his morning radio broadcast. And several of the schools actually brought all the kids into one room so they could hear their fellow students read their poems on the air. It was very, very touching, very nice.
Tell us about the book that comes out of that. That was the first year you did that last year with the book. And is there plans to do that again, repeat that?
Yes, there is. Actually, Esther designed the cover, which was wonderful. And we printed everybody's poem in the book and shared a book with each of the students that wrote a poem. And then we had books for their school libraries and for the teachers and to send home with to the parents as well. So I think that was very well received.
And so we're looking for March 31st is the submission deadline. And again, it's for all ages, adults through kids, and we're publishing that. Tell us a little bit about how they can find out more information, where they can submit it, and details like that.
Well, I'll start, and then I'll turn it over to Bill. But so you can go to our website, which is centerforcreativesolutions.com. You can email the center, which is creativity52@comcast.com. Or .net, or you can even give us a call and we can give you more instructions at the center. The telephone number is 219-326-7259. And I know that submissions can also be made directly to Esther and Bill. So would one of you be willing to tell us a little bit more about that?
Sure.
Sure. I'll give you my email address first, and then I'll hand it to Esther, and you can tell them a little bit more about it. But my email is william.hallier, H-A-L-L-I-A-R, @gmail.com. So you're welcome to email me anytime. And Esther?
My email is thenest, Michigan City, all spelled out. Nest is N-E-S-T @gmail.com. And I just want to stress that it's kindergarten through adult.
Okay, and thank you so much for being on Art of the Year Spotlight for the poetry competition. Cindy Hedge, Bill Hallier, and of course, my co-host, Esther Golden. Thank you so much for being on Art of the Year Spotlight.
Thank you.